Welcome to Stars in Our Eyes, a look back at this year's Beat Southeast Sports Star of the Month winners of 2019. With their yearly winners set to be crowned this week, it seems only fitting to look back over those who represented the Southeast with pride in the last year and have been seen in our eyes as the Beat Sports Stars of the Month. We're into the second half of the year now, and July 2019 was a month our winner Michelle O'Neill will never forget, officiating in the Women's World Cup final, as well as being part of the first all-female team to officiate a UEFA Super Cup match as Liverpool faced Chelsea.
Both managers came up afterwards and they just were so happy that we were there, to be honest. They were really inviting and really respectful to us. They said, Klopp said that he really agreed with all our decisions on the pitch, bar the penalty, of course, but sure, that's just normal. But really, he was very respectful and said he had his really, really good face on because his mother would kill him. I just thought that was so funny. So there was a little bit of banter there between everybody, and most of the players came up afterwards, shook her hand as well, both teams. You know, even when Liverpool were getting their trophy, Chelsea were over shaking her hand, you know. So, very respectful from both sides.
August was a no-brainer. Liam Sheedy took Tip back to the top once more, having returned as manager.
The journey you go on over the throughout the season is probably what would be the memory that we'll carry the most. You know, as I said, when our backs were to the wall and when the pressure was on and when we had to go up seriously at it at training, and any time the questions were asked, they come up with the answers. And I suppose that's really, as I said, it's probably not one particular moment, it's more about the whole culmination of the 2019 season. You know, it was a special night coming back into my own Portrow GA field on the Wednesday night after the All-Ireland. You know, I suppose that community and that parish has given me so much over the last number of years, and it was nice to be able to come back in, and great turnout of the players on the night as well. So I think, you know, as I said, hopefully that will instill younger guys to go and follow the game and play the game of hurling, because, you know, I've seen a picture from 2010 where the cup was, and you got the Jake Morrises and the Craig Morgans and these guys that were in the front row for the picture in 2010, you know, when the cup came to their school, and here they are 9 years on, and they've got an All-Ireland senior medal, and they've got an All-Ireland under 20 medal. So, you know, I think, you know, when your flagship team is going well and you're bringing back cups into communities right around the county, I think the impact it has is significant, and it certainly isn't lost on me.
And into the autumn, September saw Ken Cotchell and Mark Murphy joint winners, having brought home 2 golds and 3 silver medals from the 20th European Racquetball Championships in Hamburg. Ken spoke to us in studio.
The girls team were out as well, and they were after winning it just before us. So just all the Irish team won, everyone together and all that. It was a great bit of crack now. But we couldn't go out, there was no one out to celebrate, not because the individual started the next day. So it was all into that then.
Did you get to have your celebrations after?
They did the Saturday night and the Sunday, then they all celebrated. And that was without crack.
Tomorrow it's the turn of the October, November and December winners, Waterford's under-19s, St Mullins and Wexford Uses' Rhiannon Jarrett.